Rising waters from climate change pose a threat to Baltimore County because of its more than 200 miles of waterfront. The county is now beginning to prepare for that reality and also looking for ways to reduce its own greenhouse gas emissions. WYPR's John Lee reports.
Joe Lowe recently was having a beer in a bar in Bowley's Quarters in Middle River. Bowley's Quarters is prone to flooding, most infamously in 2003 when Tropical Storm Isabel destroyed more than 200 homes. But Lowe does not believe that climate change is a threat.
Some summers are hotter than others, and some winters are colder and warmer. I don't see the difference. I think it's a hoax.
And that is a political reality facing Baltimore County's first sustainability officer, Steve Lafferty. Lowe, who is a conservative Republican, represents the views of many in eastern Baltimore County. Lafferty, a former Democratic legislator, is charged with preparing the county for the effects of climate change. And eastern Baltimore County, with the waterfront, is conservative, overwhelmingly voting for President Trump in 2016.
If the community is resistant, let's find a way to at least address the most significant problems.
How to deal with those problems will be part of a climate change plan Lafferty hopes to have in place early next year. Meanwhile, Lafferty says the county already is doing some things. At Cox's Point Park in Essex, seagulls are looking for a handout, and part of the coast has been shored up with plants and fencing. Lafferty says the county also is doing a vulnerability analysis on pumping stations.
If there are storm surges or other disasters like that, that we can protect what's our system from failing.
But the county's own hazard mitigation plan states the county has allowed unsustainable development in high hazard areas. And in Dundalk, there's a Superfund cleanup site, the now closed Sour Dump. The Government Accountability Office has it on a list of sites that are vulnerable to the threats of climate change. Baltimore County Delegate Dana Stein, who is vice chair of the House Environmental and Transportation Committee, says if more isn't done internationally to cut greenhouse gas emissions, sea level rise could go higher than the 2050 prediction of 2 feet.
And that'll just swamp the coastal areas, including the parts of Baltimore County that are on the water.
Another part of Lafferty's job is figuring out how Baltimore County can reduce its dependency on fossil fuel. 4 years ago, then-County Executive Kevin Kamenetz announced a goal that by 2022, renewable energy would fuel at least 20% of power in county buildings. The current county executive, Johnny Olszewski, says little was done to reach that goal before he took office in December 2018.
We were effectively close to 0% when we came into office, and we think by the end of next year we'll be at or exceeding, near or exceeding 20%.
The county's strategy to get to 20% includes capturing methane gas at the landfill and converting it to energy. It also wants to use more solar. The county wants to find places like rooftops to put the solar panels rather than on rural land. There is opposition to that because it displaces farmland. Lafferty says the county wants to match or exceed the state's goal of using 50% renewables in 10 years. But a student climate change advisory group appointed by Olszewski says that's not aggressive enough. Lafferty says they're pushing for 75%. Here's Pikesville High School student Omar Rashid.
Students are starting to realize that we're the ones that are going to be impacted firsthand, and we need to do something about it.
Lafferty points out climate change doesn't just threaten eastern Baltimore County. Heavy rains in 2018 ruined crops in North County and flooded out neighborhoods in Catonsville. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.